Hey, this is Kevin from the podcast Things Gay People Like. How do I describe the podcast? Well, it's about things gay people like, and it's a pop culture podcast. Every episode I talk to somebody about something they're passionate about, a singer or a group, a film, TV show, usually with an LGBTQ slant, but everybody's welcome. Our most played episode actually is the one about the original lineup of the Sugar Babes, not the second, third or fourth, so that should give you a sense of what to expect. Oh, and every episode, my mom comes on at the end to say what she thinks about the topic of the episode. For example, this.
I don't really like it. She really sounds like she's singing way out of tune.
So if that sounds like something you'd enjoy, please do check us out. Things Gay People Like, and we're at Gay People Pod on the socials. Now, with all that being said, you're listening to John and Mark on the Jamcast.
Yeah.
What a shh. Oh, he's hitting his mic now and he's getting fucking all excited.
Getting all excited. Here we go. It's been a while.
As you can hear there, lads, with me as always is my co-host, which co-most. I think that's a saying, is it?
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Maculus, who lives near y'all. Not in y'all.
How are you?
Near y'all. In County Cork.
Hortings near Mitchelstown.
Fantastic. And yourself?
Very good. And yourself?
First off, it's been a while, Mark.
What'd you say, March the 8th or something, was it?
March the 8th, I think, yeah, was last episode.
It's May the 9th.
I had trouble finding the laptop, and then I had trouble updating the fucking laptop. Oh,
and I put it in fucking Zoom passwords as the meeting ID and fucking...
Yeah, no, yeah, it's been a while, Mark, but fucking hell. Was that my fault, it was?
Yeah, you should see, you know what I mean, with my OCD, like.
Yeah, what did I do?
You sent me the password first.
Yeah.
So I was typing in the password
into the
ID, ID thing, and it doesn't accept.
He texted me and he said, "Zoom's not taking letters for some reason."
I couldn't figure it out. I was going into fucking Google and just making sure that the fucking wasn't the keyboard or some fucking.
Fucking hell! Come here. I'd like to say a big goramila maha got there to a fellow Irish podcaster, Kevin from Things Gay People Like podcast.
That might sound rude now to people that don't speak Irish.
Oh yeah, goramila maha got means thank you very much. Or 100,000 thank yous or something, is it?
Or a million.
Something like that, yeah. I won the best at Irish.
Fuck, I can barely speak English.
But yeah, that was Kevin, he did the intro there. And check him out there on all the socials, lad. And all the good podcast platforms. That's Things Gay People Like, a brilliant Irish podcast.
Very good.
Check him out. So come here. Yeah. What have you been up to since the last episode, Mark?
Oh, jeez, what have you been up to? Cutting grass?
Yeah, I was starting that now, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The bane,
that's good, though. I like it.
The bane of our lives.
Yeah.
You enjoying it?
Oh, I love it.
Fucking weirdo.
I love it, lad. I cut it at least 3 times a day, just to keep it tidy, you know?
Out with your scissors.
Out with the scissors, yeah. Do you know Peter Mahoney, the Munster rugby captain, you do the rugby, do you? He's a Cork lad. Do you ever hear of him, though?
Yeah.
He's mad into his gardening and stuff, and during the lockdown there, he was doing all this planting and different stuff around, and his wife was giving out to him, he was out every day with the scissors, trimming the grass down by the edge of the, down by the footpath sniffling. Absolutely obsessed with his garden.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, like on that bed yet?
Yeah, I got all the trimming done now as well, and everything's off. She's going tip-top now.
That's all we seem to be doing lately, isn't it? And the weather was nice.
It was nice. Nice again. It's pissing today. Fucking hell.
Pissing today. What date's today, Mark? Today is the
9th of May. And you can actually see the grass growing.
I can see it there, look. Oh, fuck. It's up again.
Oh, fuck it.
I was trying to look in the minutes ago and I couldn't with the grass fucking looking in at me. Fucking dandelions and everything everywhere. Come here.
Yeah.
I know you didn't watch it now, but for our fans there might be big fans of it. Ozark finished.
Oh, yeah.
Part 2 of the last 7 or 8 episodes came out. I finished it there the other day.
Brilliant.
Very good show, Mark.
I saw the first series,
yeah. Yeah, you should get back into it again.
I must. It's on my list. Fuck's sake, that list.
Oh, actually, I know,
on,
yeah.
On.
Fuck's sake.
And then when we're watching the telly, then we're like, there's fucking nothing on.
I know, yeah. And there's loads there.
Loads there. Would we watch this? No, I'd want to.
No. You'd have to be in the forum for some shows, like, wouldn't you?
No, yeah. We clashed then, like.
Yeah.
But I want to watch, you want to watch, and vice versa.
If there's a good kind of drama thing on, we'll watch them, all right. Although the wife was sorry she didn't stick with those, actually. Saw the first episode and thought it was a bit, I don't know, a bit gory or you know, a bit of death and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like
the barrels and all that,
was it? Yeah, melt them in the barrels. Spoiler there, lads.
Shh.
No, but it turned out to be brilliant. She would have enjoyed it. Do you watch Drive to Survive, Mark? The Formula One, the new season came out there lately.
Nah, never on Netflix. Heard of it.
Drive to Survive. It's behind the scenes of the Formula One, you know.
Oh, I think I've heard about that. Yeah, it's supposed to be very good.
Yeah, too. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, this last season was class because of what happened, you know, in the last race last year when Watch Colin passed out, Watch Colin won the whole thing.
Yeah, your man.
I won't spoil it there, you know. Yeah, your man passed out, your man, you know.
In the Dakar.
In the car thing, that thing. Good. It's actually brilliant because I used to be into Formula 1 years ago and then I kind of didn't bother with it. But this
I used to love it. I'd be up at fucking 4 o'clock in the morning watching the Australian one.
This is after getting me right back into the game because it's all behind the scenes. And you know, when the race on Sky Sports and they play a clip of the driver talking about asking about tyres. But they put all the way through the races, all the chat that's going on. Fucking brilliant. But they all hate each other too, the team owners especially.
That's the job. Not making it a hatred.
Oh yeah, fucking hell. Brilliant.
What are you looking at now? We're very distracted.
Grass fucking flying up past the window. We normally record this in the dark, Mark, and there's cars passing here the whole time and I keep going, oh, a car.
You ever see a car pass your house before, no?
Not too many, no.
But the old YouTube shorts now is my fucking latest thing. It's great for my attention span, you know.
Can I ask you a question? Do you go into YouTube on them or do you see them through another platform?
No, I go into YouTube.
And actually go into YouTube to watch them.
It's down at the bottom. That's one of the menu things, you know, you press shorts. Yeah, it just shows it. Things that you're interested in, you know what I mean? You just swipe on to the next one then if you're not interested.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's like that. What's that thing you'll be on there? Grindr, Mark, is it?
TikTok?
No, I'm sure it's Grindr.
Nah.
Was it Grindr?
I'll have YouTube, eh?
Oh, all right, yeah. You sure you didn't...
What's up?
What's up? Nothing. Everything's okay.
What is it? A salt fucking thing, like salt grinder thing?
It's in fact you're the one I was on about anyway. Look, we'll talk about it off here.
Not
if you want. Do you remember a show that was on there a few years ago, Mark? It could be 7 or 8 more years ago about people that start coming back from the dead.
Oh, I do. Can't remember. Go on.
The Return, I think it was called. I think there was, there's a show I started on. Jesus Christ, could be wrong now. Was it on Virgin? All the episodes there. I think there's 8 episodes. We've 3 or 4 watched. This girl, this is the very first scene, so I'm spoiling nothing, right? There's a girl, she wakes up in a lake. She's underwater, and she just comes to, and it turns out she's dead. She's trying to find out who killed her. And people can't see her, but then maybe some people can at some stage. But it's okay so far. I can't wait to see what happens, to be honest.
She's like a ghost, like, ooh.
Phantom Bez.
She haunted.
Hard to go, you're pure hard.
Hard to go.
You're pure hard. Yeah, that's all I'm watching there tomorrow, Mark.
Your one, what's her name? Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
She was on one of the sharks there, and she was out in the street stopping people, like, and asking them to name a Jennifer Lawrence movie, like.
Oh, I actually saw that clip before.
That's very good, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, I had to think myself. Hunger Games.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen them, but I know she's in them, like, but I haven't.
Hunger Games 2?
I haven't seen them.
Hunger Games 3.
Yeah.
X-Men or something like that.
Was she?
Yeah, she's Mystique or something.
Ooh, very mysterious.
What was that about? Silver Lining thing? I couldn't think. Playbook. I was like, fucking hell. Yeah.
Was she in that?
She was.
Oh. That was a good show, actually, yeah.
What was the other one? Remember, it was like in the 70s or something, was it?
Oh, fuck, that was very good, actually, yeah.
Yeah, what's
that? Shit, Eddie. Half a story again,
Mark. What was your man?
Bradley Cooper was in it too, wasn't he?
Bradley Cooper, that's it,
yeah.
American Hustler or some Hustler or something.
I think you could be right there, yeah. That was good, actually, yeah. So, no, we've never seen her in anything except all the last 4 or 5 things there we just named out.
But when I was watching the short, I was thinking, fuck it, I can't even think of one myself.
Yeah. I would have just known the Hunger Games, even though I haven't seen it, but I just know she's in it, so. Yeah.
And hey, you know what happened to me the other day? Very rare thing.
Go on.
I was in the car. I don't listen to the radio, you know.
Yeah. I just listen to bucket of shit there. Buckethead, is it?
Buckethead there, or Osric Tentacles or something, yeah.
Ostrich Testicles, yeah. Very good, yeah.
But I had a guest in the car, my wife.
Yes.
So I left the radio on, like. And there was a song, a recent song came on, and I was surprised that I was kind of like, oh, but this is actually all right.
Go on, who's that now?
Do you find that surprising?
Absolutely, because if it's after 1972, I'm fucking very surprised.
It's mad, like, no? What's his fucking
Who was
name?
It? Harry Styles?
I can't remember his name, no.
Is it Harry Styles, no?
No. Sam Fender.
Oh, it is funny you said it now, because he was only texting me the other day about it.
Fucking very good.
17 going under.
17 going under, yeah.
Good tune.
It reminds me of, remember, what's that fucking band called? War Against Drugs.
Oh, War on Drugs, yeah, it's very good actually. I liked it.
Do you know that Red Eyes song?
Yeah.
It's very, I think it was reminding me of that, so I think that's why I liked
it. There's another one they already said, it's called Spit on You. I thought I was joking first, but apparently that, I haven't heard it now, but apparently that's good.
Yeah, your man's in the video. Stephen Graham, is that his name?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, he's in everything.
He's his dad in the video or something. That's what the song is about or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, Stephen Graham, he plays kind of a hard man in a lot of shows. He's about 4 foot nothing. He plays kind of a hard man, you know, kind of gangster and a lot of things. He's 4 foot nothing, lad.
He was in the Peakies.
He's absolutely tiny. They must put him up in a box and some things or something, like, because he doesn't look that small.
Shh.
But there's, do you know, Tubes, this on Soccer AM, do you remember him?
Yeah.
He's got a golfing channel there on YouTube with his brother, and they bring on all these guests. He was on it there one time, Stephen Graham. He's hardly the height of the fucking golf bag. He's fucking tiny. I love him, though. He was class in Peakies one day. He was very good.
Yeah, what was the thing in the, was it Brad Pitt? Snatch, he was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in The Irishman as well, wasn't he?
He was a Yankee. Good actor.
Yeah, good actor. He was your man, fucking Al Pacino, was it? Not Al Pacino, he was in it.
Al Capone.
Al Capone. He was talking to Al Pacino in the scene in the jail.
That's right, yeah.
Very good. I like him.
Jesus Christ.
Get him on the podcast there sometime.
Do some rambling here, mate.
We get him on the podcast there sometime, see what his music knowledge is like.
And the Teuton.
And the Teuton. Gosh, in fairness though. He's been asking me, but I said, look, we've a lot of
busy,
guests lined up.
No? We're busy, just have great. To wait, like.
We're busy, kid. Fucking just join the queue, like. Do you know?
With his box.
Yeah, we did put him up in a box, all right, yeah. Come here, Mark, fuck off there,
we better get fucking good moving here, like,
would
we?
Go on,
All right. All right, go on.
According to NASA, their top priority this decade is to probe Uranus, Mark.
What? Sorry, I wasn't listening there. Sorry, say that again? I just can't believe what came out of your face. Say it again?
According to NASA, their top priority this decade is to probe Uranus. How would you feel about that?
The planet Uranus, sorry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's spelled Y-O-U-R, and in space, and in A-N-U-S. Is that, that's not the planet,
that's a spelling mistake, John, I tell.
It has to be
did you write that out yourself?
No, I off the top of my head. Apparently, Mark, you
just
can fit...
Just goes to show us in your fucking top of your head all the time. All right,
apparently, you can fit 68 Earth-sized planets inside Uranus.
That's true.
And 69 if you relax a little bit.
Boom, boom. Ooh.
Mongoose, Mark, they were introduced into Hawaii to control the rat population. Unfortunately, they didn't do their research properly, you know. Mongoose are diurnal and rats are nocturnal, so they never really encounter each other, you know. So it didn't quite work.
Hey.
Yeah.
Can I counterfact you there with Uranus? I know you're obsessed with Uranus, though, looking at it.
I'm obsessed with my anus.
Do you know that it? It spins on its axis pointed towards the sun.
Yeah.
Why didn't you fucking try that in? That's very interesting.
I left it to you there, Mark. See, you're my co-host with the co-most. So
okay, thanks
it's up to you to add shit in there, like.
Oh, fuck it. I have so much shit in my head now, like.
So its axis is pointing towards the sun?
Yeah. So it's turning on its side. You know?
Yeah.
So it's a constant day on one side and constant night on the other side.
Yeah. Fucking hell. I don't think I bother going there.
Nah, don't bother.
I've never actually thought about going to Uranus, so that was handy anyway, like, wasn't it?
Are you sure?
It never entered my mind.
So it's just an off the top of your head, like?
Nowhere on my body is that, Mark, that fact.
Go on, anyway.
Icelandic
mongooses or something, is it?
The Icelandic fella.
What is a mongoose?
It's like a fucking weasel or a stoat or one of those fucking things.
Oh, all right.
That shaped animal.
I had a fucking stag or something in my head for some reason.
A stag?
Yeah, what you call it?
A moose.
A moose, that's what I had in my head.
Yeah, the moose are put on there to kill the fucking rats, would it?
Okay, a moose, built the house. Sorry, go on, come on. John, come on, let's get serious here now. It's very serious facts there, like.
Never. The Icelandic Phallological Museum, Mark, currently has one human penis on display that was left to the museum in a fella's will for some reason.
I'd hate to be looking up your fucking Google history.
They expect the collection to grow, in time, as two more people have promised to donate their penai. Penisia. What's the...
Penisia.
Yeah.
Test day.
They might even take yours, Mark. I was actually thinking about that. I was thinking about your penai. That, do you remember that prescription windscreen that Billy Connolly was on about years ago? The magnified...
Yeah.
If they put that in the as the glass in the museum, people would see yours.
Hey, down there by.
Down there by, I tell you.
Or they could just have an old magnifying glass hanging off the thing and just
the COVID and everything. Oh, there's no COVID anymore.
What's that?
Come here. Speaking of conspiracies, Mark.
Oh yeah, go on. I love those conspiracy.
During the COVID lockdowns, there was a decrease in lightning. Imagine
lightning?
That. Yeah. Why would that be? Scientists believe that tiny particles known as aerosols, we've obviously heard of aerosols, that they cause lightning and burning fossil fuels create aerosols. So less driving and flying resulted in less lightning.
Ah, that's bollocks. I'm not going to believe that.
Scientists said it, Mark. There was less lightning.
Do you know what? We were locked down, stuck in our houses, burning fucking oil and coal and wood and every fucking thing.
Yeah, but there was no airplanes. There was no airplanes in the sky, Mark.
Yeah, but they're too busy fucking spraying out of shit, innit?
Yeah, there was none of that for 2 years, was there? It's back again.
How was that? It's back. No way. Jesus Christ.
Christ almighty. What would you call them? Chemtrails? What's your thinking behind them, Mark? What are they doing?
Many things, I'd say. They're fucking not good anyway,
yeah.
Do you remember the 80s? Do you remember seeing them in the 80s?
The 80s? I don't think I ever looked up in the 80s, Mark.
I don't think anyone did I?
There was nothing up there to see.
But sure, we didn't have any sky and stuff anyway.
Yeah, there was no sky back in the 80s. No. But come here, you'll be happy enough to sit out the back there during the summer now, having your fizzy drink and have those chemtrails fucking spraying down top of you, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'm fucking delighted, isn't it?
Yeah.
Down top of all the fucking water that we drink and all that shit.
Yeah. I can't believe it. I must tell you here now, we're on Zoom, you can't see him, but he's drinking fucking water.
Fizzy water. It's Monday, John, for fuck's sake, an animal.
We connected there a while ago for all our listeners there, and I said, is that water you're drinking, Mark? And he said, yeah, it's just probably too early, is it? Too early for Marcus to go drinking, like.
Trying to keep serious, then.
I know, yeah. Did a bad job of it. Mark, on.
Mark. John.
Mark.
Calm down now. Take a deep breath now. Say it next. Yeah, you're right. Let it out.
Oh, Jesus, you never told me to take it out. On the 10th of March 2015, here in Ireland, where we are based currently, there were some terrible mistakes made.
I just trying to remember that date. Nothing coming, go on.
Yeah. There were some terrible mistakes made while they were drafting a new bill where they accidentally legalised 125 drugs for a day.
Ah, fuck off.
Yeah, before they spotted ketamine, ecstasy, crystal meth, all legal for one day. And apparently a few years before that, they forgot to ban magic mushrooms and you could buy them in shops in Dublin and spend the day in Phoenix Park watching leprechauns dancing around the place.
Not bad.
Yeah, but they finally copped that as well. Fuckers. No crack anymore, so no.
Fuck's sake, they're just too serious altogether.
Ah, stop.
I remember you could come home after a night shift, go into your local garage at fucking 7:30 in the morning and buy a bottle of wine.
And that was a good thing, Mark, I reckon, yeah?
Can't do that now, like.
Huh?
Was that a good thing, yeah?
And what is it now? 10:30 or 11 or something?
No, I don't be up that time.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. My apologies. So you've never seen the barriers closed off in the supermarkets at half-time, no?
Do they do that? Is that a thing? Actually, in Lidl's, they open automatically, and in Aldi's, they don't. So I'm always in Aldi's standing there waiting for them to open.
Lazy bastard, just open the fucking door, like.
What the fuck?
So if you had a banhole?
I did.
In Italian, it's known as Barbagiani.
In Latin, is trends it?
Italian, Mark. Jesus Christ. Who would have said that was Latin? I didn't say that a minute ago, which was cut out and not reused. In Italian, it's known as Barbara Gianni, which is known as Old Bearded Johnny.
I'm bearded, and you're Johnny.
Yeah, there you are now. There's some beard hanging off of that. Fucking hell. Is that the chemtrails that screw that?
They're slowing it down, it, huh?
You got a job now, Christmas only. You're not supposed to be around kids.
Jesus.
You're not supposed to be around kids anymore, though. That's the only thing.
That's gone.
Would that be gone by then? Some restaurant owners in China, Mark, have tried an unusual method to ensure the customers keep coming back.
They've no customers at the moment. They're fucking whole place shut down, is it?
Oh, just in regular times.
Fucking hell.
There was, COVID. No such thing. They reckon there's 125 restaurants were found to have laced their noodles with opiates.
What's wrong with that? MSG and all that?
Well, no, opiates, Mark. MSG is fine.
Better again?
Absolute opiates, like.
To get addicted to the fucking Chinese
and people food. Kept coming back. Oh, the best noodles there in fucking China. Jesus, everyone's going there then.
Gorgeous.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah. Just look at the rats climbing the wall. Hell, man.
Look at those leprechauns.
Mark, there's a word called libfix.
There's a word called what?
Libfix.
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 Spell it.
It's a libfix.
That's what you're talking about.
Which means it's a part of a word that can be liberated and used to create new words. Like the gate in Watergate.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, you can make like party gate or golf gate, which happened to you in Ireland that time during the lockdown and
they've
stuff.
They've overdone the gate, haven't they?
Yeah, they have really, yeah.
It's fucking gate now.
The Diaton in Marathon was used for walkathon and telethon.
Drinkathon?
And drink. Jeez, of course, that went there, right?
Hey.
I'm not surprised.
I'm going to copyright that one.
Yeah. And delicious and delicious for bootylicious and babylicious. People often say that about your Uranus, don't they?
Not to my face. Behind me.
There was an acronym, Mark, in
a what?
1980. An acronym in 1982 in Ireland was first used. It's a GUBU.
What is it?
GUBU. It's an acronym.
I can't.
GUBU.
GUBU.
Yeah. It was first used in Ireland in 1982 to describe some political scandals that happened that year. It stands for grotesque, unbelievable, bizarre, and unprecedented. And it was actually Charlie Haughey that fucking coined the phrase, I'm sure. There was TDs tapping each other's phones in offices from the same party.
Go away. Fianna Fáil. They'd never do that, would they?
Oh, no, from the same party, Mark.
Jesus. Trying to find shit on each other.
A TD tried to have a Garda sergeant, which is the Irish police here, move because he raided his local pub after hours.
How dare he?
Tried to get the sergeant moved. Cheeky
Jesus.
Cunt.
John.
My tea is gone cold, I better take a drink of it, but that's the rules, like, you know? Oh, Jesus, that's fucking rotten.
Oh. Just get the fizzy water.
Oh, you fucking element. So, yeah, you're just rude. Our thousands of listeners now are fucking, their ears are fucking hanging off now after listening
they're
to schlopping.
Gasping there.
Gasping. Do you know, Mark, the Tour de France employs a specialist team to cover up pictures of male genitalia that people spray paint onto the roads.
What is it with you and cocks and fucking penises and arses and fucking...
Mark, these are facts. Cold, hard fucking facts, Mark.
You say that.
Mark, that's all I have to say. I hope you enjoyed all the Uranus and penis talk.
It was all right.
Yeah.
I wasn't too impressed, to be honest. Sorry.
I don't give a fuck. Go on.
I can't hide it, like. Sorry.
I don't care. I actually don't care, Mark. This is for all our listeners. I'm just giving the listeners what they want, Mark.
Hey, and you do that.
And it's better than just talking to myself, although fucking sometimes I wonder. Go on.
John.
Yes, Mark.
I have a little topic that's close to my heart this week.
Okay,
this
it's not your anus, is it?
No, no, that's your topic.
Okay, no, that's not very close to your heart, I know, is it?
You're fucking obsessed with it. guitar solos.
Brilliant. Love them.
So, I picked the best 9 guitar solos from Guitar World. There was 20, but I brought down to 9, because, you know, we like that 9, okay. Don't we?
Well, we love 9. What's Guitar World, a magazine or a website or something?
Yeah, I know a magazine there for guitarists.
Guitarists, that's what they call, is it? Guitarists.
Guitarists.
Okay, yeah, go on. Sure, that's wrong, but we'll go over it anyway.
So at number 9, surprised me, because I never heard the fucking thing in my life.
Oh, go on.
And I don't think you have either.
Could surprise you.
It's Chicago. What will come to your mind only here of Chicago?
Chicago, more than a feeling, is it?
Yeah, no. If you leave me now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of soft rock kind of thing.
Yeah.
But in 1970, they released this song before they were kind of big, you know?
Yeah.
It's called 25 or 6 to 4.
Okay.
Have you heard that song?
Never.
Would you like to take a guess what the numbers are about?
25 or 6 to 4. Is it back and horses?
No.
Then that's not gambling, no? 6 to 4 on?
There was rumours it was about drugs as well.
Okay.
But what it actually is your mum was writing the song at 25 or 6 to 4 in the morning. Stupid, isn't it?
That's absolutely ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. It's either 25 to, or 6 minutes to 4 he was recording, was it?
It was the 25 or 6 to 4. It was around half 4, right? They just come on.
Yeah, it was around that time, yeah.
So anyway, the guitarist's name is Terry Cat.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
No. Terry Cat.
He enjoyed target shooting, you know?
Yeah.
And by 1978, he was regularly carrying guns.
Oh, shit.
Can you see where this is going?
Where were they from, Mark?
Chicago.
Exactly, go on.
But around 5 o'clock, he was at his band technician.
Was it 5 or was it?
Don Johnson.
Was it?
No, this was 5 o'clock, though, not 25 or 6 to 4. What a stupid name for a song.
Ridiculous.
But anyway, he was spinning his fucking unloaded 38 revolver on his finger, put it to his temple and pulled the trigger. But your man Johnson says, he warned him, like, to be careful, will you stop?
So, he had the cock action, his,
yeah, he was from Cork.
Was he? John Johnson from Cork, oh yeah.
But he picked up a semi-auto automatic 9mm pistol.
Fuck.
He said, don't worry about it. Look, the clip is not even in it. And his last words were,
oh fuck.
What do you think I'm going to do? Blow my brains out?
Shit, the bitlet.
Bang. There was a bullet in the chamber.
Shit. And did he play on with Chicago then after he did?
No, he was dead.
That's unfortunate. That happened in love and hate.
That's right, Brendan Gleeson's young fellow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was actually humorous as well, wasn't it?
It was, and it was a true story. It was actually based on something that actually happened, a gangster in Dublin, wasn't it?
Dubs. That was a Glock, was it?
Glock. Oh, it was Glocks with the gangsters, Mark. What is it with you and Glocks and
do
fucking
sideways
bottoms?
As well,
or cock. What?
You have to shoot it sideways as well.
Oh, yeah,
it?
To go sideways, yeah, that's cooler. It doesn't work otherwise, Mark.
That was number 9, Terry Cat. 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago.
And is that all he ever did? Was he just with Chicago?
Yeah. He was with
Before. Oh, yeah.
Jesus. So I suppose he played then. What year was that song?
What's your say it released? 1970?
That song was 1970, but what was that song we were on about? Fucking If You Leave Me Now?
What year was that?
It was 76, 77 or something like that. So I presume he was on that.
Was that earlier?
Yeah, it was mid-70s.
I said close to 80, yeah, I suppose, yeah. Maybe too far away.
I have a clue.
So what year did he kill himself? Or accidentally?
78.
78, Jesus.
Yeah.
That was only young fella.
Anyway, we go on to number 8.
Yes.
Very familiar with this one, I'd say.
Go on.
Leonard Skinner.
Oh, yes.
Freebird.
Yeah. Absolutely class.
A 4-minute guitar solo.
Absolutely class. Love it.
Brilliant.
Love it.
Was on forever.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Lovely air guitar, huh?
Just funny, no, the first two people picked there, they both had unfortunate ends, like that.
Yeah, well, this fella, Alan Collins.
Yeah.
I know what you're on about, the plane crash.
Yeah.
He actually survived.
Did he?
Died in 1990 of fucking drugs. Oh no, he was paralyzed or something from the car crash.
That's two very different things, don't know, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
That's a serious accusation. I'd
be editing this, so fuck you.
You'll leave it all in. It's crap.
Oh, of course I will.
So I
don't have much to say about that, really.
No, it's classic. Brilliant. Absolute classic.
And I have a playlist of all these anyway on Spotify if anyone wants to.
We'll throw the link up.
Yeah. So number seven, not a particular favourite band of mine, but I actually love this song.
Go on. Who have we?
Dire Straits. Go on. A swing.
Yeah. Use some guitarist, don't be honest, like.
I wouldn't pick this, the finger picking.
Finger picking good? Oh no, that's the KFC, is it? Finger licking good.
So that 1978 as well.
Dire Straits, okay. Brothers in Arms. Right. Romeo and Juliet.
I think I was too young when they were wrote.
I was obviously too young too, but I know of them. Like, but that Brothers in Arms is an absolute classic. It just goes on
forever. Yeah, a lot of
people say that. And do Romeo and Juliet, you ever have an old slow dance to that back now?
Slow dance? No, I don't think I had a slow dance, but I'm very familiar with the song.
Yeah.
The radio back in the day, like, when the radio used to play good songs.
When you used to, 2FM is shit. Have you listened to 2FM?
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? It's like they're trying to aim at the young people, like, isn't it?
Yeah. The only decent thing on that note is the two Johnnies. Do you like them, no?
I don't listen to the radio, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But no, two Johnnies are very good. That's the only good thing on 2FM. But 2FM is very good, actually. Ray Foley back.
Are they a bit controversial, though, two Johnnies?
Two Johnnies, yeah. But look, there was obviously someone in the fucking snowflake now complaining about it.
Yeah, but you see, John, that's why I always say, be careful what you say on the podcast.
I'm always careful, Mark. And I also edit the podcast most of the time, so just in case one of the...
If we left in all your racist shit.
Oh, Mark, stop that. We won't believe this either. Fuck off.
So number six. You laugh now.
Your racist behaviour. What?
Jimi Hendrix. My man.
Who was he?
Brilliant. So we did a cover of a Bob Dylan song called All Along the Watchtower.
Oh, absolutely.
1968.
Another classic. Obviously better than the original market, isn't it?
Oh, it is actually, yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Dylan says that himself.
Yeah, he said it himself, yeah.
He does the Hendrix version.
Yeah, absolutely classic.
But do you know Noel Redding? Not to do with fucking guitar solos, but...
Noel Redding.
Do you remember we did a podcast about meeting famous people?
Yeah.
I forgot to mention him, Noel Redding. He plays bass with Jimi Hendrix, you know?
Is he slapping the bass?
Slapping the bass, man. But during All Along the Watchtower, he walked out because they're all fucking getting high and drinking. He's just fucking had enough of it. So it's actually Jimi Hendrix playing the bass.
Is it? You might get no credit for that, so.
And actually, do you know the slide guitar in it?
Yeah.
He uses his ring for that.
He uses, sorry, bud? What's he use?
No, not Uranus.
That's what is a ring when your Uranus on fucking tail.
Do you want to sound about a fucking episode?
How big was his ring?
Jesus, John. Right, so we move on to number five.
The bass player that walked out, was he just angry?
No, already.
Was he just...
No, he isn't drunk. He just probably just got pissed off.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
And missed out on one of
but
the
he lived in Clonakilty, you see, so...
What did he?
He used to play every Friday night. He's dead now, then. He used to play every Friday night, so he said, fuck, we got on some night.
But he was dead.
Gander, like. But he was doing his sound check thing then, so...
Yeah.
I rocked up to him, oh, Mr. Lenning, hi, oh. He's like, what, mate? I can't understand you.
Can we ask me, he missed out on one of the greatest recordings of all time, then, because he got tick over drugs. Like.
I know,
I'd say he regrets it forever, did he?
I'd say he regretted signing off all his royalties. He said he regrets that big thing.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
See, when Jimi Hendrix died, you know?
Yeah. Is he dead?
Noel and Mitch Mitchell, they were offered contracts, like, and Jimi Hendrix's popularity was kind of waning after he died, you know?
Yeah.
But like, look, here's a few Bob Noel, do you want that? Or do you want royalties?
Yeah,
go on, give us the money, so... They kind of fucked up there, didn't they?
just a little boo-boo there, like, yeah.
They're all dead now, the three of them.
God rest them all. What did they die?
Very sad, no? Very sad. Tuesday, I think, wasn't
it? They all died of a Tuesday. Fuck that.
I think so.
That's the fear anyway, of the head look like, wasn't it?
Number five.
Yes.
I think you're very familiar with the song. Not a particular favourite band of mine, again.
Go on.
The Eagles.
Deagles, Mac, it's all the one word, Deagles.
Hotel California.
Yes, absolute.
No, this brings up a bit of a, you know, like a tune, what was it, instrumental song and all that, remember that?
There was words in Hotel California like that, didn't it?
I know that. But you know the way we had that little bit of a disagreement.
Yeah, and it was proven that you were wrong by several people that know what's talking about. Go on into it.
Well, I think, what is a guitar solo? What do you reckon a guitar solo is?
A guitar solo. He's just playing. Like, it's not necessarily on his own.
Hotel California, there's two. Don Felder and Joe Walsh.
But they're both. Oh.
So is that's two guitar solos, kind of.
But the two of them are doing it individually, kind of together. So that's.
But it's one. The band two solos. They harmonize. Yeah.
You're wrong, Summer, because that's a solo. You have to take it out, I'm sorry. I actually can't allow it.
Hey, it's in guitar world.
Mark, I can't allow it. One person playing a guitar, Mark, is a solo.
That's what a guitar solo is,
yeah. It is, like.
Anyway, we'll move on. Number four.
I'm sure some of our biggest fans out there have their own opinions, but I'm sure two guitarists can't be a solo. We'll move on anyway.
You see, that's what a solo means, eh?
On their own.
You're on their own.
And
you're but a on guitar your... solo is a guitar on its own.
Solo means solo.
Yeah, so...
So it can't be Mark, it's wrong.
We actually agree on something, so... Fucking hell.
Do you reckon it's not a solo as well?
I wouldn't reckon it is.
No, anyway. I don't think so, but you still wrote it down there and told it to our thousands of fucking listeners.
Did you read about the reviews for Hotel California? Trip Advisory.
I sent it on to them,
mate. Very good. Huh?
Very good, yeah.
What is it? You can check in, but you can't check out. Right. I don't know. Man, move on. Number four, a band I do like.
Yes.
And I think you're quite fond of them yourself.
Go on.
Queen.
Are you looking at, Mark?
There's a magpie outside.
Oh, jeez. Just
see
one?
He's doing to my garden.
Is that a solo magpie, Mark? Or is there two of them?
That is a solo magpie.
There you are now. That proves the theory there. It's actually a solo.
But anyway, can you guess what Queen song?
Queen? I suppose it has to be Bohemian Rhapsody, is it?
Of course. Like, what else?
What else?
It
that's the Ronnie song, is it?
It's the Ronnie song. It was Christmas number one twice.
Yeah. Many years between them.
1975 and 1991, was it?
Yeah.
91, 92, I can't remember. Yeah. I remember it well, but I can't remember it.
Okay, fair enough.
And that is, of course, Brian May.
Yeah.
He's mad into his old astronomy, isn't he? He loves Uranus, isn't he?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and yeah.
No, I said nothing. do you remember in the movie they tried to pitch the album A Night at the Opera to the record dude and he goes, no, this won't fucking work at all. That's the album it's from. Like, it's just,
do you know
is,
that
it
fucking...
is, it is an opera, like, and it's just...
He had the basis. Freddie Mercury had the basis of that song in the 60s, like, well before they recorded it. It's in his head for fucking years.
So many parts to it, like.
Brilliant. But it's kind of, you'd be kind of sick of it now, don't you?
Yeah, but you wouldn't hear that often, though, I suppose. So,
it's like the next song. I could live now without that hearing this next song now, number three.
Oh, Jesus, go on. I'm intrigued.
Jimmy Page.
Okay.
Would you care to take a guess?
No.
Huh?
No.
Do you know who Jimmy Page is?
I'm sure he's a guitarist, yeah. Of course I do, I just can't think. I can't think of any socks. Well.
Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Or Stairway to Heaven, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So that's number three.
I just couldn't think of songs back.
No, his hobby wouldn't be astronomy.
Do you know what he loves? Science.
Architecture.
Architecture.
Yeah. And his favourite architect.
Architect. That's when you're doing college, doing a test, being an architect.
That's when you're doing the test for
that. Yeah.
But he built St. Finbar's Cathedral in Cork. In rough fucking.
Who did Robert Page up at him?
Robert Page. Jimmy Page's favourite architect.
Who is he?
I haven't a clue. Dude from the 18th century.
He built Finbar's.
Yeah, so. It was a friend of mine, he was a guitarist as well, and he was walking through Fitzgerald Park. Would you be familiar with Fitzgerald Park?
I know of it, yeah.
And he was walking on, and he was like, that's fucking Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page wandering around fucking Fitzgerald Park.
Stop. He was up to look at Finbar's, was he?
He was over to look at Finbar's Cathedral.
Yeah. It obviously wasn't Finbar's that got his interest in this architect.
Well, probably not.
Obviously, but he knew
there's loads of architects. There's other architects, things around, isn't there?
Yeah, test
I'm sure he's stuff all over England, I'd say.
Yeah, must have, yeah.
No, number two.
Getting serious now, lad.
No, this is a guitar solo.
Are you sure?
It's because it's an instrumental song.
So you're going to have to back you up, yes, Bobby Mac. It's either an instrumental or it's a song. It can't be both.
So this is Eddie Van Halen, Eruption. Okay. Are you familiar with that?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
It's just himself from Dubai. It's an instrumental and he's playing this fucking wild guitar solo.
Yeah.
He was actually only messing around with it and the producer, Ted Templeman, goes, "Jeez, Fred, will you record that?"
Yeah.
So that was off their first album. 1978 again. There's a kind of a theme there, isn't
it? A bit of a theme, Mark. Yeah. What's called Eruption?
Eruption.
What is it with you today, boy, and bottoms and eruptions and all kinds of things?
You're the one that's on about fucking
Uranus, isn't it?
Christ. So, on to number one.
Can I ask you before tell me what number one is?
Can I ask you? Do you want to take a guess?
No, I don't want. Because you already told me.
I already told you.
Yeah, you're already simply on these, Mark. But I just couldn't remember. I remember number one.
That makes it sound worse.
Do you agree with the order of these songs? Or would you swap them?
No, I tell you no. I meant to say this at the start. There's hundreds of lists out there.
Mm.
And sure, look.
Everyone
lists
differs.
Are personal favourites. You know what I mean?
That's exactly my point. I'm asking you what your personal feeling is. Well, are you happy with the order of them?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck really.
Okay, that's
My favourite guitar solo.
Yes.
Was mentioned on our very first podcast in a previous life.
Was that made in Japan or something, was it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, there's something actually staying in there. He let me get away with that, I just don't know.
I think it's the fact we couldn't even hear what you were saying, so we just went around with it.
That's when I was down my hole, is it? Down me Uranus.
That's when your microphone was shocking back in the day, and no one could understand what you were saying. And what song was it?
Child in Time.
Child in Time.
By Deep Purple.
See the way that stayed in my brain, Mark.
I'm fucking amazed.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised.
Number one, Mark.
Yeah. Do you want to have a guess now?
No. I could give it away, but I won't. Go on. Tell our listeners.
Well, the good thing about this is you're getting two guitar solos for one.
Oh, here we go again, Mark. You can't have two guitar solos. Like.
It's two separate guitar solos.
The same guy with two
there's
solos.
One, yeah. There's one at the start of the song and there's one... Kind of the end of the song. Well, not to start, but
that's another thing. Can you have more than one solo in a song? Like,
why not?
Is it a common thing or is it? Would you just normally have one?
It wouldn't be
guitar
common,
solo in a song.
I wouldn't think it's common. No.
Yeah.
So the song is Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Well, the band is Pink Floyd.
The song is a Pink Floyd. I just agree with you there. I just don't really listen to that.
Well, this editing is great, isn't it?
What's the song, Mark?
So the band is Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Would you like to take a guess at the song?
No, I don't want to, because I'll give it away. let people out their guess before you tell them.
It's Dave Gilmour, anyway, 1979.
Go on, people are guessing.
And the song is?
I see your day
comfortably
right.
Comfortably numb. Comfortably numb.
What a tune.
Ah, two guitar solos. Brilliant.
That's an interesting one, though, Mark. You must look that up and see is there any songs with more than one guitar solo.
That's very interesting, isn't it? I won't be doing it like this.
And
good luck with that.
And can it be classed as a solo if there's two solos in one song? You can't have two solos.
You can have 20 solos if you want.
No, you can't. They're not solos then. It's just playing a song then. Like they're not. It's just part of the song. You're not actually playing a solo. Mark, no such fucking thing and you know it.
So, that's what I think.
There's some cracking tunes in there, aren't
there? There is.
No, you mentioned
it. They say it's on Spotify.
I was just going to say, you mentioned it there. It's on Spotify. Check it out, lads. You won't go wrong with the songs that are on that now. They're all fucking classics. Even for people, you know, their only interest isn't just 1970s music like Mark. Do you know, people with a broad interest in music might enjoy it too, you know?
Hey, I like a lot of 80s shit as well.
Yeah, and you like fucking Sam Fender, which is very surprising.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
And Down to Kids, by the way. Do the kids like him?
No, I don't think you're Down to Kids, Mark.
Am I allowed, is it?
No. We discussed that earlier on.
Listen.
That was brilliant, Mark. Thanks very much for that.
Gone. It's going to say something. Nah, it's gone.
Yeah, go on. Thanks for that, that's very interesting.
Because I know about it,
You're listening to The Jamcast.
John.
Mark, that is my name. No, Mark's not my name. John is my name.
You're John, eh, Mark?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was trying to tell you.
The Jamcast, yeah. So, in the absence of a guest that left us down yet again.
Okay, I'm doing it, so am I? Fucking hell.
We're both doing it. Jesus. We're going to do a double header.
Are we?
Yeah. So I've got five of you.
Oh, hang on. I've loads of songs here in front of me.
Get them already.
I just off the top of my head again, Mark. Yeah.
No, I have six just in case we get the same one. You know, I never know.
You have six of you?
Just in case.
Okay. I have nine.
You've nine?
Just in case. Yeah.
Very good.
We might get through. See how time is going.
You have nine and I have six. So that's, yeah. So that makes... Ah, fuck.
Right,
come on.
Come on.
Okay, so, jeez, I nearly said the fucking name of the song there.
Go on, what is it?
Okay, so the first song.
Go on.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, it doesn't sound like that in the song, obviously.
Hang on, no, don't tell me anything else. I think I have it.
Go on.
Ooh. Is that Pixies, is it?
No.
Okay.
I have a theme going through mine as well.
Okay.
Would you like to know what the theme is?
No.
You don't?
Oh, yeah, obviously, why do you know why I said no?
Right?
Of course I want to know what the theme, yeah.
You're stroking out there,
yeah, right? Very tired, Mark. Very tired after it. Still, go on.
What was the kind of theme going through the guitar solo as well? It wasn't really a theme, it was a bit loosely, but we kept kind of mentioning a year.
Yeah, 70 episodes.
Yeah, there you go. There's your fucking theme. So,
you and your 70s fucking songs, man. I don't know any 70s songs. Go on.
Fuck, most of your record collection is fucking 70s, you bollock.
Go on with you, fucking, come on.
Ooh, you're going to take me.
Ooh, you're going to take me out tonight. Ooh, something candlelight.
That's it, go on.
Big Bottom Girls.
That's it, you're
no, not Big Bottom Girls. Fucking, that's your team, so is it? Queen.
Correct.
Fucking well hell, man. Thank you very much. My Friend.
Yes. Oh, sorry, is that it?
Yeah.
My Friend. Fucking hell. My Friend. My Friend Joe or something like that, is it? My Friend John.
No. Friend. What a tune, though. Doors Nervous Animals, is it?
Is it? Yeah.
My Friend John. Joe. No, it's not it. Not it. Go on.
My Friend.
If I give you the next two words, you're going to get it straight away, Mark. I think.
Go on.
I'll tell you the year, 1997.
It's just very recent, like, isn't it? Fucking hell.
Yeah. I know for you it is, like, but for most normal people it's not.
It's fucking early last week, is it?
Yeah, fucking early, 2 weeks ago.
Go on.
My Friend.
Yeah.
And me.
My Friend and Me. My Friend and Me. Not sound like not ringing any fucking bells at all.
Oh, Jesus, you were just saying it there. Sounds exactly the same, is it?
My Friend and Me.
Yeah, you just sang it.
I didn't, did I?
I actually taught you had the song there the way you sang it.
I'm really embarrassing myself now.
Yeah. My Friend and Me, looking through her red box. Ooh.
My Friend and Me.
Of memories.
Jesus, John, that's not fucking ringing any bells at all, eh?
No, you'll know it straight away, no. You would have been a fan, I'd say.
Obviously not.
Well, you would have. No, I'd say you probably would
1997?
Have.
1997? Is that, yeah. It's not the Foo Fighters or something, is it?
No. We did them before. Mac, you can't say that. There's one of them dead now. That's fierce insensitive after saying that.
Sorry. I hate Nirvana. Well, fuck it, they're all dead.
Drummer. Mark, Jesus. My Friend and Me, looking through her red box of memories.
Fuck
it. I actually started with the easiest one, Mac, because I thought you'd get it. No.
Jesus Christ. Is it the Pixies?
I'll give you a clue, right?
The Pixies, they were broken up in 87 now.
Well, they got back together, but they were gone at that stage,
yeah?
I'll give you a clue, the name of the song. It's a type of poem.
A stanza.
Poem.
A sonnet.
No, kind of long dozen. Yeah.
That sounds familiar. Is it the Divine Comedy?
No.
Fuck it. Nah, John. I'm actually panicking here. Like.
You're flum. You're panicking, yeah? The band. I'm going to give it to you this now, Mark. I'll give you the band, right?
I surprised myself.
Yeah. You got the name of the song, didn't you?
No.
You did, yeah?
Sonnet.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's the name of the song, yeah. That's what I said a minute ago, yeah.
It's not fucking... Is there any songs called Sonnet?
No. This band had a famous song about narcotics.
Oh, fuck it.
And they weren't very effective. Yeah, it's the Verve. You know that song, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, great song.
I forgot about them.
I'm sure didn't.
Richard Ashcroft.
Years, actually. Yeah.
This is lovely.
Cast No Shadow, apparently.
What was that song? He's walking down the street. That's brilliant. Do you want the Rolling Stones? Make money out of it.
Bittersweet Symphony, is it? Symphony. Yeah. Symphony.
Symphony.
If I go back.
Symphony or Symphony? Quanta?
Symphony, I'm sure.
All right. Sorry, I'm fucking away. My own word here. Reminiscing.
Come on, dear. Okay. Come on, dear, will you?
Come on.
Okay. One each.
You get this. Okay, it's very easy.
Okay, go on.
I don't know if I'll say it, actually.
Okay, see you later, buddy.
You get a shiver.
Sorry?
You get a shiver.
Is that the Monster Mash, no? We did that before, did we?
I think we did, did we?
You get a shiver. We definitely did the Monster Mash, yeah? No, see, maybe not
problem.
Us.
Two-Ton is running out of songs, isn't he?
I think Two-Ton duplicated a lot of his songs.
We might have to fucking do a new one.
By accident, like, just by pure accident.
We still can't fucking remember, so it doesn't matter.
What's the words again? I know, yeah.
Huh?
What's the words again?
I don't know. What is that?
You get the shivers.
What are we doing? Oh, yeah, the Two-Ton. You get a shiver.
It was my feet. No, that doesn't ring any bells, Mark. Absolutely zero.
You'd be very surprised.
You get... Oh, I will know it, Mark, but I just don't know that. Go on.
In the dark.
Else. You get the shivers in the dark.
Shiver. Oh! Not shivers.
You get the shiver in the dark. Oh, that's definitely ringing ding-dongs, Mark.
Remember the theme?
I know, yeah.
What was the theme?
The 1978, Mark, yeah, but that... Years mean nothing to me, Mark. They're just gone like that.
See, years would click me in there.
You get the shit.
Except 1997, obviously.
Oh, Mark, it's on the tip of my tongue, that. Go on, give me something.
Like fucking...
I will, yeah, I will. Come on.
It's a raining in the park.
You get the shiver in the dark. What's the next line?
It's a raining in the park.
It's a raining.
It's a raining. Well, it doesn't make sense, Dave, but hey, I didn't write the lyrics.
Oh, I don't know, Mark. I swear to God.
Come on.
The first line rang.
Give it one little bit at the end of it, so this'll
please
get.
Please do.
So, say all that there, you know. Stop coughing, will
you? You get a shiver in the park.
In the dark.
I know, yeah. You get a shiver in the dark and something, and it's raining in the park.
But meantime. Yeah.
Come on, give me another
few.
Right,
it was one of our fucking guitar solos as well.
Ah, fuck off.
You fuck off. That's going to be a lot of
cutting out a lot of fucking coughing as well, like
coughing and farting.
Mark, I don't know. You'll give me a proper clue now, Mark.
Jesus Christ,
let me out here.
I don't know what I'm going to do here. I thought that was the easiest one there.
I gave it the name of the band a minute ago, Mark.
Say it there now again. Say it, like, because he kind of says it, like, he doesn't really sing it, kind of. Kind of does, but it's the way he sings, like, you know.
Dark and it's raining in the park, but meanwhile. Mark, it's there. Is that fucking close? No.
Okay, what? Right, the name of the band.
This is painful.
If you're in
trouble,
you're in big trouble. What are you?
Yeah. If you're in big trouble.
If you're in big trouble, what are you in? Like?
When you're in big trouble.
Yeah, you're in.
Danger.
It starts with D, all right.
Dire Straits.
And the song is?
Fuck. I forgot how fucking painful this fucking game is.
Oh my
God.
Okay. There's a famous cork band.
Sultan's a fucking swing. Jesus Christ. I was just starting to sing it there.
Very surprised.
Oh my God.
Very
surprised. So fucking. It's painful, Marcus. I apologise to our thousands of listeners there.
I apologise for the verve. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. This is shocking. No wonder we're trying to get guests on all the time and they won't fucking turn up.
Bastards.
Alright, so I'll give you a handy one there, Marcus.
Hit me.
The first few were dodgy, Emma, so I'll give you a right easy one, okay? So we can just move on with our lives.
Easy,
okay?
Easy if you know him.
Prove it so, Mark.
Okay.
A heart.
Beats as
one. Full.
Oh, no.
No.
A heart that's
a
full.
A heart. Yeah.
Is that, that's not Mary Black, is it? No, that's...
Oh, Christ, no.
That's not.
My heart is low. Oh, yeah. That's the woman's heart, as you're thinking of, isn't
it?
I'm surprised we even fucking know it, lad. I had a bit of a theme going there, Mark. I think the majority of the songs I have here for you are from the same year.
87? A heart is full.
A heart that's full.
Boom, ba-dum, boom, 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 ba-dum. You're fucking putting me off
away from that. Completely.
Heart that's full. No.
Up.
Heart that's full up.
Yeah. Like a landfill.
Oh, Jesus. That's not good. That sounds like it should be familiar.
It is, Mark. You actually, you love this song.
I know.
You love it?
It's Radiohead.
Is it?
Is it? No?
I don't know. You tell me. Why do you think it's Radiohead?
I don't know. Because in 97, I would have loved Radiohead around 97. Okay, computer.
Yeah, I would have too, yeah. A classic album, yeah. I would have too, yeah.
Hey, they have some nice B-sides.
It's funny you should mention that now.
Hey, very funny. About something.
Come here.
It's not Radiohead.
What do you think it is?
It's a Radiohead.
I didn't say that. I don't know.
Can't you fucking hit me, like? I'm struggling. It's Radiohead. Here, right? Panicking.
It's Radiohead. What's the song?
Fucking hell.
See, I'm not going to give you years anymore because you can fucking tie it down to album stuff to come out, and that's too easy. Because you don't technically know the song off so,
hey,
the top of your head.
97
like.
Is very hard for me.
Yeah, most of the 90s are tough for you.
Fucking like. Hell. Hang on, Albert.
It's Radiohead.
Give me a hint, because like, I can't. It's not Paranoid Android, okay. Anyway. Is it?
Are you shocked?
I am very shocked.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? Just hold the head, just...
What's another way of saying... What's another kind of way of saying that you're shocked, like?
Oh, yeah. It's not helping at all either.
You're walking, listen to me.
Scary,
you're going up to bed.
Frightened.
Listen to me. You're going up to bed some night, right?
Yes.
And you're being dragged by the hair up the stairs by your kids. Like
just like every other night.
But you get up on your feet and you're staggering to your bedroom, right? And someone jumps out from the room. What would you get?
Get a fright.
This is so painful.
Okay, I'm amazed.
What would they shout at you as they jumped out the door?
Boo!
They could say that. You're going to the pub like what happened to me for my 30, right? And I walked in and I didn't realise there was loads of people going to be in there.
Can't wait for 50. Sorry?
This is my 30. I walked into the pub.
You were surprised.
And there was loads of people in there.
No surprises.
Finally got there, lad.
Fucking
a heart that's
I love that song. It's probably the best song in the fucking album.
It fucking is. Well up there, Noah.
I haven't listened to it in years.
I listened to it quite recently. That's what came into my head. Go.
See? And you were afraid that it were going to be too easy.
I know. I actually thought you'd get that in the fucking heartbeat.
Do you remember you got a shiver? Way to go.
I got a shiver, yeah. In the park.
I got chills.
They're multiplying?
Yeah.
Are you losing control?
You might be.
Yeah?
Yeah. What is it?
Grease lightning?
No.
A grease lightning.
On the right track, though.
Fair play. Saturday Night Fever. No, it's not Saturday Night Fever. It's from that movie, like, and it's from Grease, like, is it? You're the one
yeah.
I want.
Yeah. Correct. Correct the Mondo.
Oh, nice one.
Who sang it?
Your man,
yeah. The Saturday Night Fever fella.
The Bee Gees, though?
No.
Oh, they wrote all the music, didn't they? Who actually sang it? Did John Travolta sing it?
He did. With?
Yeah. Olivia Newton-John?
Correct.
Thank you.
Well done.
I didn't think you were going to be so specific about it. Thank you. I'm impressed with myself.
And, what year was that?
1978.
I'm just checking to make sure that you're fucking...
Childhood Living.
Yeah, any more?
Yeah, there is, yeah, but have you any idea, no? Nothing? Childhood Living, Mark?
Yes.
Any more? Sorry, It's Easy to Do.
Pardon?
Childhood Living.
Yes, It's
Easiest
to Do.
It's Easy to Do. I absolutely love this song.
Do I?
I love it.
It's a Bruce Springsteen.
No. I wouldn't do that to you, Mark. Fucking as much as I fucking want you to get them all wrong, I wouldn't do that to you.
No.
I'll give it a year, Mark. Oh, yeah. It's in your wheelhouse now, is this, yeah?
70s.
1971.
Fuck. Say it again.
You were one. Childhood Living.
I was not, I'd say. Early one.
Oh yeah, well, I didn't get the months now, but yeah.
Childhood living.
It's easy to do.
It's not Cat Stevens.
No, I absolutely love this song. It's one of my favorites of all time.
That's not helping either.
And I only hear it. I hear once every fucking 10 years, and I go. And then I go, no,
record collection.
No. And then I go, oh fuck, that's a class song. Love it.
Was it covered?
It was actually.
After 1971, left.
Oh Christ, well after it. Oh, the one that I know of would have been.
Is it David Bowie?
No.
Shit.
It's not in my collection, Mark.
Okay.
Not yet.
Fuck.
1971. Childhood living is easy to do. And if I give you a fucking clue, you're going to get it straight away. But obviously, that's the point of a clue.
Well,
but I want to make it hard for you.
It does. But no, in my brain, it won't.
Look, I'll just give you a clue and you can just tell me the band, anyway, okay?
All right.
They gather no mass.
What? Or the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a great Stones.
Kind of a slow one, Mark, if that's the clue. It's kind of a really slow one.
Is it Angie?
No. That's kind of slow too, actually. Yeah. No.
I don't know any fucking Rolling Stones songs.
Don't you?
Satisfaction.
I'll give you. No.
Yeah, give me kind of a
slow
this.
One. I'll person covered it. No, thanks. No, I had no sugar in my tea, thanks. A person covered it. A person covered. A lady covered it. That was made famous by one of those fucking old shows in England, you know? The
X Factor thing or whatever.
Britain's Got Talent, possibly. It was Britain's Got Talent. There was one really famous one that stepped onto the stage.
Adele.
No, she wasn't in Britain's Got Talent.
Did she have a clue?
Oh, she's... No.
No. Jesus, calm down.
No. Fucking hell, man.
No.
And Adele will be disgusted when I tell her that. No, she is going to be disgusted with you, lad. She kind of a curly hair one. She was Scottish. And she surprised everyone when she started singing.
Kirsty MacColl. Yeah.
Mark, I'm talking about Britain's Got Talent, where people come on to try and make a name for themselves. Right? Trying to get famous.
I know.
This one had a massive career for a while after. Yeah.
Obviously, it's lost. But
I'm actually trying to think of our second name now.
Have you got it written down in front of you?
No, the one that covered it, no. I just have the song written down in front of
you. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get the song.
It's the Rolling Stones.
Why are you fucking into this shit about your one? I'm trying to get the fucking song.
She covered it, and she actually did an okay version of it.
Will you give me a hint about the song?
Her name was Susan Boyle. Do you remember her?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Yeah,
the she covered it. The one with the mustache and all that. Am I allowed
to say that? Don't think so. But look, if she had, you are allowed to say it. You're not making up lies.
Shocker, she did, like.
You're just stating cold, hard facts here, like.
It's not she covered it. Will you give me a hint about the song? Give me the first line of the song or something. Oh, shit, you did.
If you're not, I did. If you're not tame.
Oh, Wild Horses.
Yeah, what a tune, Mark. Do you know it?
I do. Do you know who? I don't know. Did Patti Smith cover that as well?
Possibly.
I don't know.
No, she had a song called Horses, and she?
Ah, that's it. That's where I get confused.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wild Horses.
Yeah, so Wild Horses. Yeah. Rolling Stones. Childhood Living is easy to do.
I would never have got it.
Yeah, but he did. But I give you clues.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Darren.
How many is that each, Mark?
three each, is it? So number four for you.
Number four for me, thank God.
1978 now, right? Very easy. If You Change. Huge. Oh, fucking huge band in the 70s.
Obviously it was, yeah. If You Change.
Biggest band in the 70s, I said at the time. 1978, anyway.
If You Change. No. I'm getting nothing out of that, Mark.
Okay. If You Change Your Mind. You have to get it now. Right, come on, fuck it.
Oh,
actually
Jesus
singing it.
Christ, man. Fuck. It's there. It's just there, Mark.
It's
It hit me in the
head, yeah. Fucking hell. It's disgusting.
If You Change Your Mind. Oh, go on. Fucking no. Go on. Move it on.
I'm
there.
The first in line.
Oh, my God. My head hurts so bad.
It's great.
Change Your Mind. I'm first in line.
That tooth one is a bollocks, isn't it?
He's a fucking prick. He started all this off like. No, go on. Go on, give me a clue. I know it's on the tip of my tongue, lad. It's very easy to say that, like, but it
I never think
is.
About giving clues to be saying, that's too fucking easy altogether.
I know. Well, everything I wrote down here, I thought that was the same.
All right, this is a clue now. It's going to give you the band. It's going to be very easy then after that, okay?
Oh, please.
So the name of the band is the first initial of their names.
If You Change Your Mind.
Hey, yes, it.
Take, Take a Chance on Me.
Take a Chance, Take a Chance. I couldn't read Take a Chance, Take a Chance, because that's the name of the song.
See, I know it was in there somewhere, Mark.
Hey.
Fuck me, like. I'll give an easy one there, so Mark. This is your fourth.
Yeah, you'll try. We'll get an easy one.
This is very easy. You'll get it straight away. Remember?
No, I don't.
Remember that tank top?
Oh, that's Baby Bird.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And the song is You're Gorgeous.
Absolutely fantastic. 1996. Fuck, see, told you it was easy.
Ever, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, ever. Ever, ever.
I usually don't last that long. Eh? There was a lot.
Yeah.
Of rocking.
Too many, if you ask me. There was a lot of rocking and rolling.
There was no rolling.
There was a lot of rocking.
Yeah, going on that night. It was actually going on that this night, not going. But...
This isn't Tin Lizzy, is it?
No, but you're on the right track. A Dublin band from 1978.
Which must be O2, is it?
They weren't out in 1978.
They were, of course.
They were out in 76 or something, but they weren't famous lady or something.
It's not them, so.
No.
A Dublin band.
There was the first.
Oh, fucking Boomtown Rats.
Correct.
A lot of rocking.
There was a lot of rocking going on that night.
Rat Trap.
That's it.
You've been caught.
Hey, 1978.
Nice one, kid.
Do you want to guess the year?
Was it 1970 years? Very good, Mark. Son.
Is this from 1987?
No, I won't give it the year. Why?
Son. Is that...
Son.
That's not fucking Pearl Jam again, is it?
Son.
We're doing that so many times.
I got a little story for you.
It's not that obvious.
You got it, Mark. Fair play. That's number 5.
Really?
No. Son, I'm 30. 3-0. I only went with your mum because she's dirty.
I never heard
that. You definitely did. Wait till you hear it.
Oh, no.
Wait till you hear it, bud.
Is it it's, the Arctic Monkeys?
No, it's 1990.
Fuck. It's not the Pixies.
No. Son, I'm 30. I only went with your mum because she's dirty.
Dirty.
D-U-R-T-Y even. Dirty.
Fuck, it's not ringing any bells at all, Dan. I'm sorry.
Isn't
I wanted to wind it up now, and I'm very sorry.
Yeah, I was trying to there, because we've 7 minutes. Massive Bent.
Guns N' Roses?
No.
Huh?
English Bent. Northern England. I'm surprised they're alive with the amount of fucking hardcore drugs they put into their system.
Jesus, that's a good clue there, no? That's the fucking...
Yeah, it is, like. How are they alive?
It's not fucking ringing any bells.
Yeah.
Were they of the era or were they old?
Oh, Christ aware, yeah, that was their shit, like that was their time.
Happy Mondays.
Perfect. Song.
The song is fuck, but it's not Stepping Out anyway.
No.
I'm not too familiar with their songs, to be honest with you.
You know this, like Son, I'm 30. I only win with your mum because she's dirty. Think of a hairstyle.
Oh, Kinky Afro Man.
Just Kinky Afro.
Kinky Afro Man.
Kinky Afro Man. A small bitch.
Sorry about that. I'll delete that.
What was he saying? Because I got high, is it? That Afro Man.
Oh, is that? Yeah. Is it?
Come here. That's 5 each, Mark. Fair play. We'll fly through a few more there, will we?
All right, so I have number 6 here, if I know.
Yeah, go on.
You definitely get this.
Of course I will, yeah. You've said that for every single one. I've only got 3 without clues.
Talking all this shit.
oh, go on.
Young Man.
YMCA, is it?
I told you'd get it. I knew you'd get it.
Yeah. What'll I give?
That's all I have now.
That's fine. Meet me.
Go on, I'll take all your fucking ones. Go on, huh? Feed me.
Meet me.
Meet me. Meet me in the park.
In the crowd.
Meet me in the crowd.
Meet me in the crowd.
Bruce Springsteen. Meet me in the crowd.
1993.
Meet me in the crowd.
I'll give you a clue, Mark. I'll never do Springsteen feel it. Don't worry about that.
Meet me in the crowd.
You're dreaming, Mark. Are you dreaming? Are you dreaming?
I was dreaming, kid.
Are you dreaming?
D-ream.
No. It wouldn't be that obvious about it. Like. Are you dreaming?
What happens
when you dream, Mark? When you dream? What happens your peepers?
Oh, it's R.E.M. But I don't know. I'm fucking any of their songs either. Fuck.
You do?
Losing My Religion.
No.
It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Are you sad?
I'm sad. Sad. No.
You're not sad.
Sad. I'm happy. Happy, shiny yeah. people.
Shiny, happy people.
Shiny,
yeah.
happy people.
Very good. Yeah, very good. happy, shiny yes. people.
What you want out of whatever her name is.
Yep. I'll give you another one there, Mark.
Go on.
Ooh.
Fuck it. Take me down by the fire later.
Ooh. Ooh, stop.
Stop.
Ooh, stop.
Spice Girls.
No. With your feet.
Ooh. There you are, with your fucking fetishes again.
Actually, no, Mark, no. Feet are disgusting. Ooh, stop with your feet on the ear, Mark.
Fuck
it. It doesn't say Mark in it. That's your name.
It makes sense, is it?
Yeah. With your feet on the ear and your head on the ground. You know this is one of your favourite songs of all time, Mark.
Pixies.
Yeah.
Where Is My Mind?
Beautiful. Do you know when you gave me your first song and you went, ooh, I thought it was this song. We both had the same one.
Yeah.
That's why I said
that's
Pixies
right,
for
six,
when you get me.
Just in case.
Yeah, yeah. I have a few more there. I'm going to keep them for another time.
Here
I
go.
It's so hard to find stuff. This is so easy now. I don't know why you're rushing. Blue Jean.
Blue Jean.
Yeah.
Blue Jean. Is that Michael Jackson?
No, that's Billie Jean.
Oh, yeah. Jermaine Jackson.
Blue Jean Baby. L.A. Lady. 1971.
It's not The Doors, is it?
No.
L.A. Woman.
That was L.A. Woman.
Yeah.
Blue Jean Baby. Oh, shit. That's why I didn't even call out the other one.
David Bowie.
No.
The Rolling Stones.
He was massively into the drugs back then. How he didn't die, I fucking don't know.
He did, no?
He's a solo artist. No, no, he's still alive. Living with his husband.
Elton John.
Yeah.
Blue Jean Baby.
Blue Jean Baby.
Sandals in the Wind.
Kendall in the Wind, is it?
I was joking.
You're not huge. We all know that. You're not huge. What's the opposite of huge?
Small.
No, the opposite of big is small. Tiny. What would be opposite of huge? Yeah?
Tiny.
Michael Flatley.
Tiny feet.
What's Michael Flatley?
Tiny dancer.
Yeah, tiny dancer.
Never heard a song in my life.
You absolutely know it. I guarantee you, play it on Spotify after you know it. Mark?
Mind blown.
We are absolutely done.
That it?
That's the most painful thing I've experienced now in a long time.
I'm sure our listeners loved it. Every second of it.
Oh, it's painful. I just like to apologise. I'm sorry. I really am.
For what?
For Mark's performance, because I thought all these were going to be very easy.
I can apologise myself. And I'm not apologising.
Thanks, Mark. That was most fun. We'll try and get a guest on now next time, will we?
John, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I fucking love it. I love it.
Fucking. Imagine we'd only be able to listen to that now two more times.
How come that's not in the top 9 of the best solo guitar solos ever?
It's in the top trumpet, fucking saxophone things, is it?
Saxophone. So long since we heard it, I can't remember.
John, can't be saying that.
Okay.
Listen all the time. Anyway.
Is that money still going out of account paying for the royalties for that one, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You're the one in charge of that, aren't you?
Yeah, the business account, yeah, that's sorting out that.
Are your people and all that?
And my people are sorting out.
I was thinking of getting people.
Yeah? For what, cutting the lawn?
Be a fucking job, right? Be a kept man, like.
Kept man? Like,
you know, like that?
Yeah.
You know I'm too, do you?
I do, and I'm not going to give them the fucking. I'm not going to give them time of day on this fucking podcast. I know I can tell that much.
Oh, Jesus!
But fuck
that's off. Fighting words.
Oh, I tell you, put him up. What are your people going to do for you? Producers and stuff? Is it topic organizers?
They're going to give me topics.
Yeah.
They're going to do 2 ton for me.
Yeah.
They're going to be my voice. Speak.
Okay, so basically you're just going to get 3 people to do the podcast with me and you won't be around. Fucking works for
genius,
it works for me, lad. Yes, boy. I can't wait for that. When's that going to happen?
It's going to be called the Japcast.
Winemaker. Who cares to that work?
Can I say that?
No.
Has one fella got people, eh?
Has a fella got just one eye, is he?
Oh, can't say that, John.
Okay, sorry. Like what? I just asked, has he got two eyes?
Trying to fucking shove a leg. Yeah.
The Japcast. Yeah? Japcast. Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
It's bringing a tear from my eye. Shh, John! Listen.
Go on.
So that's the end of episode, what was it? Series 3, episode 8. Number?
It's number 28, obviously.
28, alright.
Yeah. Well, we didn't count the specials. We didn't count the specials as numbered episodes, but they're just specials.
That so it's our
28th full episode, full of shit, more like.
It's easy for you to say with your Uranus.
Thank you, Uranus, your honour.
Right, sir. So,
it's funny. It was funny. It was spelled Y O U R A N S, wasn't it?
That's a funny kind of
U-R
spelling mistake, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
weird. Are you sure you wrote out yourself? Is that your people?
That's my people.
You want to fucking sack those people?
They're my Jap. My producers behind.
You need to get new people, lad.
No, they're doing everything for me. I'm fucking very happy with them.
Are they doing the grass?
Do you know what? Most of them are out now, scouring the country looking for Two Tons lost mixtapes.
That's for most. Has he got last ones?
No, they haven't found them yet, so they're definitely lost. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are they
yet to be found, Mark? Let's put it that way. I'm sure there's more out there. There has to be.
I think we need them anyway because we're kind of running out of
them. Oh no, we'll definitely find some fairly soon. I would, yeah, I'd organise it. I'd get my people to organise it.
That's the job.
What's actually?
I don't have any people yet.
You're probably wondering why I have how many people here, but it's Patreon is paying for it. That's basically where all my money's gone. I'm putting all the Patreon money into having three producers here.
Could you not send one down my way, huh?
I could, yeah.
You never asked. Could do with it.
You never fucking asked it. Three of me out last. I've heard it, alright, yeah.
I could do with some producers and writers and shit.
I'd send down one and a half. We'll take one and a half each.
Oh, that's going to work, like.
Just two kind of short fillers, like, so.
Will they cut the grass in as well?
You'd have to pay them that with your own money. Patreon is not paying for the grass cutting, Mark.
Ah, for fuck's sake.
No, fuck that.
And pick my apples.
Yeah. What do we know? 8,100 something patrons. Absolutely flying. The money is flying in that. Yeah, we're going well.
That sounds impressive.
I think it's one of the biggest Patreons in Ireland. I think we're definitely up there with Blind Boy. It's only just ahead of us, I think.
Is it? We're second.
Yeah, we're second to Blind Boy. Imagine
we're
that.
We're losers, are we?
Well, if you're not first, you're last, Mark. But have a look at our bank account.
It's fine. I think we might just
fuck all wrong with that.
Knock around the head, will
we? Will we?
It's pointless, eh?
Because we're only the second biggest Patreon in Ireland, is it?
Yeah. It's disappointing, though.
I'll get on to it.
My standards are very high, like. Very high.
Okay. Yeah. Haven't noticed that before. Hi, Mac, fuck off, will you?
Alright, go on.
Tasha.
Go on. And John, love you.
Yeah, fuck off.